7.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're estimating 1,000 barrels per day.
5,000 barrels a day.
12,000 to 19,000 barrels per day.
40,000 to 50,000 barrels a day.
Talk Radio Countdown. On the air at 7 past the hour. Let's continue now with more of a focus here on the stories of the day.
I want to ask you about some of the specifics that we may have learned or may not have learned from the disaster itself, the blowout preventer. Are we currently, have we changed the blowout preventers now? Are they currently capable of handling a rupture like this?
The blowout preventers themselves have not changed. The blowout preventers in the Gulf of Mexico right now are substantively not different from the blowout preventer that failed to stop the blowout in the Deepwater Horizon. What we have changed is a regulation now saying that they need to be certified by an independent inspector. But that's not going to change the fact that the mechanics of these things are identical to what they've been. And it's not the bulletproof fail-safe that we had all thought it was.
What about the animal life? Let's talk about that for a minute. The dolphins, and Thompson was reporting earlier about the death of these baby dolphins and what we're seeing in terms of the birds, the turtles, the dolphins, the whales. What are you most concerned about in terms of the wildlife?
Well, as you said, we've had 7,000 turtles, dolphins, whales, and birds collected since this disaster. And the marine scientists tell us that's only the tip of the iceberg because, of course, the ocean is a competitive, even hostile place. When something gets sick, it's off its game. It gets quickly eaten or falls to the bottom. We know that 1,000 miles of shoreline were oiled by this disaster, and about 83 still remain oiled. I was out in Barataria Bay, Bay Jimmy, where your correspondent was, just on Monday. And you can see mats of oil. I'll walk back in some of this marsh, Andrea, and you can, when you reach down and grab a piece of cane or spartina grass, it's just like somebody has poured tar on it. It's sticky. It's just like it was yesterday, a year later. And it's killed the front lines of the marsh, going back 10, 20, 30 yards in some places, letting the water come up and erode that foundation of Gulf life upon which almost every species in the Gulf depends at some point in its life cycle, the fish, the crabs, the oysters, the shrimp. It's all reliant on those marshes, those estuaries, and they're in trouble.
All right, so the BP situation is in the beginning fold here as we look at what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television, viewing from this interesting perch that we have here, having listened to about 40 or 45 different radio programs on different radio stations around the country to give you a summation of what's going on, the so-called hot hits in talk radio. Here's host Garland Robinette, who talks to Kevin Costner. You may remember that Costner had a device that he said he developed with his brother would clean up the oil spill. Let's find out what happened to that.
You were right in the middle of this this spill with the invention that you were trying to get the Coast Guard to use. A lot
That's
of people
right.
are still wondering, how'd that ever turn out?
Well, it turned out great. I apologize for not being in the studio. I know most of your guests always end up in a studio, and I'm actually out here on the answer to that question, which is 6 months later, 7 months later, having gained some experience during the spill, I'm now standing on a fleet of three boats that actually could protect the entire Louisiana coast from an oil spill. It could contain and it would collect probably well over 90% of what would have, if it had been allowed to come up, we would have gotten in the high 90s of that. Instead, we got about 3% of that oil. So the good news for the Gulf is that there are assets now in place. I'm standing right on it. They could go out there and completely overwhelm in an oil spill of the size that we experienced last year.
What are your feelings at this point in time? You think we ought to start drilling the way we were? Should it be something we forever cut way back on? What are your feelings post-spill?
Yeah, well, listen, my feeling is that if you are going to drill, because I don't have a dog in that fight, except I understand that oil is a big part of our economy, but if you are going to drill, there's no excuse because we've lived a nightmare, and the nightmare continues to be lived, and we will live it in the future if we don't put assets in place. If there's not a dedicated fleet to taking on this problem, then we're just going to keep repeating. And the good news is the heavy lifting has been done. I've done it with a local boat builder, like I said, and that the ability now to actually combat an oil spill intelligently exists as of this moment. So, you know, I'm pretty proud of that. And what we do about it, I don't know, but I do not believe that that anybody should be working in our resources if they don't have the ability to clean up a mess immediately and effectively.
All right, so there's Kevin Costner. We find it interesting to listen to him in that environment, right? 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook with your comments. We'll try to get as many of them on the air as to what you're thinking regarding the BP oil spill and the year that has seemingly brought a lot of interesting changes to them. What about you and your attitude toward drilling? Governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, people that are in that area, Haley Barber has been very active. I remember going down there doing a radio program from Gulfport in that area, and it wasn't anywhere nearly the mess that people said that it was. It's been cleaned up, people back to work. As usual, the news media doesn't do justice to the situation. They're either not reporting at all, or their reporting leaves lots to be desired. So how do you figure out what's going on? You listen to some of the talk radio programs in that area and put two and two together, as we are doing here and will continue to do in a matter of moments, 13 past the hour on the countdown.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Earth Day inspires people to conserve and appreciate our natural environment. As the sole corporate sponsor of the first Earth Day held over 40 years ago, the maker of Arm & Hammer continues to provide an easy switch for people looking to start somewhere simple. This year, as we celebrate, try a few easy and down-to-earth solutions at home.
This Earth Day, think about easy changes you can make, like using natural products you already have at home. Arm & Hammer Baking Soda gives you a natural, effective, and gentle solution for many home cleaning needs for just $1 a box. Use it for everything from cleaning microwave messes and freshening laundry to washing stainless steel surfaces without scratching. By using this one box, you'll avoid using harsh chemicals and save yourself money.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted and environmentally aware brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
Doug Steffen here on the Daily Countdown, 16 past the hour. We're focused on the BP oil spill anniversary and some of the reports that that things aren't as good as they might be. And so here we move into another talk host realm. Matt Murphy here with the Attorney General of Alabama. But the lawsuit the state is now focused on, they have sued BP.
Why do you feel that this is so important that we move forward with the state in this endeavor? We just feel like BP is not coming clean with the state with the economic damage that they've done.
Well, they clearly have not, Matt. And you know, we're pressing BP. Sometimes, you know, the only way you get their attention is to make sure they understand you're serious about the court case, which we are. And then we have Mr. Feinberg, which is another story in it all in itself, and his dragging his feet and paying claims to the people on the coast. But all that said, Matt, I was at a celebration that was called Supper on the Sand Sunday evening in Gulf Shores. It was a fantastic celebration of the beautiful beaches. Food's great. The beaches look great. So I hope people will make plans to get down here this summer. That's the best thing we can do right now.
You know, really, a year later, it's kind of a two different stories to tell. One, you congratulate the emergency management officials, the Coast Guard, and to another degree, you congratulate the efforts that BP made in the cleanup process. That's one story to be told, and thank God, Mother Nature and God Almighty, they are what they are, and they helped clean the Gulf of Mexico and get us back up and running for this season. The other story to be told is the damage done last year. So it's really kind of a two different tales to tell. Would you agree, Luther?
I do, and I, you know, my focus is trying to help the people that were damaged. Looking forward, you know, we won't let it dwell on the past, but one thing that caught my attention, Matt, in talking to law enforcement officials along the coast is the number of calls to the mental health hotlines have doubled after the spill, domestic abuse calls, things that are indicators of stress, you know, and that's why this Feinberg process is so important, paying people promptly, not dragging them out, making them, go back and back and back. It just is depressing to people. So that's a challenge, but we're working on that as well.
I thought, and I think, you know, the folks following this story may have thought the same thing, that Feinberg's presence was to make sure that folks got paid quickly, make sure that folks were made whole quickly. It provided a vetting process, but it was there to make sure that this thing did not drag out. We're now finding out that it is dragging out. What's the story? Why is that?
Well, you know, you could call it incompetence or lack of preparation or whatever, but the problem is, Matt, as I view it, is the $20 billion that BP put aside and gave to Mr. Feinberg to pay these claims was supposed to fund a separate independent process. Unfortunately, Mr. Feinberg has been behaving as if he still works for BP. Now, of course, they pay his salary. He claims to be independent. But, you know, BP has every interest in the world in not paying any money out and in getting people to sign releases, promising not to sue them, and so forth. And I told Mr. Feinberg his legacy is really going to be determined here. He can either go down as a hero to the people that were damaged. It's not his money. You just should pay people who have been injured. Or he can go down as really a villain, somebody who just spent all this time trying to protect BP and not paying the claim. So it's really up to him, and we're going to encourage him to do the right thing.
I think he's a villain. I thought he was a villain before when he was doing the other job. How he got appointed to this job, you got to wonder about the politics of this stuff. A daughter who is walking down the aisle this year without her father, the stories that continue, I'm reading a story about somebody who lost a father, a brother, a husband in this blowout, and the oil disaster, which we're talking about in terms of what it claimed, the coast and the shipping and the fishing and all that stuff. But the tragedy took the lives of people, and that's another part of this story here that I don't think has been told particularly well. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
On Dogs Only.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're focusing on this situation with BP, the oil, the aftermath. You heard people who work for various public agencies. What has changed? If you're in that area, tell us what your life is like, if at all different from what it was before. 800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting to listen to Kevin Costner. Let's now focus on a fellow who's been a talk host around the country for a long time, started in the Midwest. His son, a talk show host as well, went by the name of Bob Dell when he was in the upper Midwest. Many of you may remember him down in New Orleans now. His real name is Del Giorno, Bob Del Giorno. And here he on his program in New Orleans talks to Dave Cohen. And they, in fact, are engaged with a listener here having trouble filing a claim. Again, back to what we were talking about before with Feinberg and that fine mess that he's created for a lot of people. Another big phony politician from what I can gather, but let's listen to their take on it.
You had a question on filing a lawsuit because you haven't been taken care of yet, right?
No, sir. I have not been taken care of. I filed for my first claim, got denied, saying I was not part of the oil field. I had no interest in what happened with the disaster, which in all reality is a lie.
You were telling me off the air you were working in an offshore supply, which is a huge business. You got to bring all the piping and everything that goes offshore. Today is a very crucial deadline day for you, Jason, to file your federal litigation. If you don't do it today, you can't be included in this big trial that's going to take place. I think February of 12th.
Yeah, February.
That's my main cause because, you know, the first one was denied because I didn't have enough information. They said that, we deal with fishermen, we deal with trawlers, we deal with crabbers, we deal with, then we deal with all the supply boats, the offshore
rigs. So you're most definitely involved in spill litigation. You need to contact an attorney today. I don't know. It's not going to be cheap, guy, because you were telling me, how much money were you making before the spill offshore?
I was on salary for, it came out to $1,200 a week. And then I got dropped down to...
Which is pretty good money for a guy like you. Tell our audience what you're doing. Where were you working yesterday?
I was working in Grand Isle.
And you're now doing plumbing?
I'm doing plumbing work. I have black problems and everything, and It hurts me. I go to bed in pain every day, but I got to do what I got to do.
Here's a situation.
Typical guy that needs to be compensated.
Yeah. I mean, there were people who made a lot of money off the spill, the so-called spillionaires.
Yeah, and I know a lot of them
that
made money. Like, people who were just not even part of it, they were, for instance, one of them is a waitress, got $80,000. Why does a waitress deserve $80,000? Not saying anything about waitress.
And you're still waiting for your help.
Sir.
You were making $1,200 a week. What are you earning now, Jason?
Right now, I'm just trying to make my car note and my insurance.
Yeah, just scraping by.
All right, so there's a story that you probably have heard, or similar stories. It's like everything else. Once it's out of range of the front page of the newspaper, that's one of the things newspapers are good for, other than wrapping fish, is keeping up with the stories. But it gets to the 8th page or the 10th page, and then, you know, it's human nature to forget about a lot of this stuff unless you're right on top of it. Liz writes, the people responsible for the problem are having an excellent time. They have continued to pad their wallets, and locals have been abused. Here's another Facebook comment. What the people of Louisiana want is impossible. There's no going back in time before the problem. Horizon was sad for lots of families. There are a couple of comments. More comments coming up here on the Countdown.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley Seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Only.
I was down there a month ago, before most of these talking heads were even paying attention to the Gulf. A month ago, I was meeting with fishermen down there, standing in the rain, talking about what a potential crisis this could be. And I don't sit around just talking to experts because this is a college seminar. We talk to these folks because they potentially have the best answers, so I know who's asked to kick.
There it is. The president knows who's asked to kick from last June during the height of the problem, which we're talking about, which originated a year ago today. The BP oil spill is in our focus, and it's now time to hear from you. Many of the people down there and elsewhere around the country have an opinion, a strong one. Share it with us. 800-510-8255. Like this call from Bob with a focus on oversight.
Some people might accuse me of what I'm about to say to be a typical New York Northeasterner, but, you know, or maybe not. Maybe some Southern and Westerners will agree. Big business controls government, controls regulation. And there's going to be a lot of people out there saying, oh, we don't need more regulation, that that's a drag on the economy and the government ought to get out of the way. But you look at the pictures you're showing now of a disaster. That's what you get when you have a lapse in regulation and a lapse in oversight. And it's corporate campaign contributions that's the root of all evil, whether it's the oil industry, whether it's Wall Street. And, you know, I would, as a Democrat, I would become a Tea Party member if they took on the cause of corporate campaign contributions, which is ruining our economy. It's ruining our country. We got to get the money out of politics.
I guess I'm another New Yorker, Bob, or at least another Northeasterner, because I agree with everything you said there. More oversight, I'm not sure that I'm so strong on that, but regulations to prevent this kind of disaster because the money, the corporate interests, are completely changing the landscape in our country. They really are. 800-510-8255, for the most part, right on the money. Thanks for your call. Now we move to Steve in Arizona with thoughts on BP a year later.
I mean, if we're bankrupt, I don't think it's going to matter how bad the environment is. We have to start drilling. We got to start building. We got to start cutting down trees and building houses, and we got to keep producing. We can't if we go bankrupt, it doesn't really matter. That's going to be the worst disaster. That's going to make this bill look like nothing compared to a bankrupt United States. So I think we better start drilling. We better uncap those wells.
Drill, baby, drill. And I don't disagree with you either, sir. I think that there are so many things that we aren't doing right. With proper supervision, and you got to wonder what these corporate executives are thinking about in terms of the environment, because the legacy that they leave is not only what they provide for us now in terms of energy, but the legacy they leave, I think, determines whether the company survives in many respects. So, great food for thought so far. We're doing well here. 800-510-8255 with your thought. Here's somebody from Gulfport, Mississippi, where, as I said a few minutes ago, I was down there after the fact, and things seem to have returned to normal, although I do remember starkly driving up and down the main street along the coastline and seeing lots of buildings that were empty, office buildings, that sort of thing. Richard, what do you have to say about things there now?
It's getting better, but the truth is when BP gave $20 billion to the government fund and put fine gold in charge, that was pretty much the end for residents down here. Once you got it tied up with the government and fine gold, he gets to make the decisions. And plus, he's getting like $700,000 out of this every year, or maybe more. I don't know what he's making. He's making a ton. And the people down here, I drive a taxi. It costs me big time, and I hauled all the people off the research vessels out of the port here. And those people told me that there is a 2-inch thick slick of oil on the floor of the Gulf of Mexico that extends for miles. Oysters are wiped out. Seafood's virtually wiped out. Tourism's finally coming back a little. But people here realize if you had connections, you got money from BP. But if you didn't, if you just a peon out here working, especially in the tourist industry, you're screwed.
Well, there's a way of looking at it, and it sounds to me like not everybody thinks the picture is rosy, and it's not. There are a lot of people whose lives have been ruined, and a lot of people have been enhanced. It's kind of one of those who-do-you-know. So that's the way the circumstance sounds to me. How does it sound to you? 800-510-8255. Here's another person named David who listens in Alabama and doesn't understand why we aren't drilling anymore, whether there or on land. Drill. Let's drill, baby. Drill.
I fish a lot in the Gulf of Mexico in the past. When I say a lot, I'm talking about at least once a month, a lot of times more than that. The way the Gulf oil spill shut down the fishing, wouldn't even let us go out of the pass or anything. And then they'd open it up and then they'd close it back down because they'd see oil. But the whole thing is, my question is, why are we not drilling on land for that if we had a blowout that it could be contained? And why have we pushed the oil companies so far offshore to be able to drill? And this was an accident. They should be safeguards put in place to keep it from happening again. But we definitely need to get these permits issued so that we can have our own oil.
Well, we also, after we get the permits issued, got to make sure it's sold here. That's one of the tricks here, David, is that the oil comes out of the ground, like the oil in Alaska, goes to Japan, doesn't go to America. It goes on the market, affects the prices, that's what they all say. But there are different qualities, and if we have good quality oil here, we ought to keep it here. 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Here's a gentleman named Stone in Maryland listening to the Big Talker 1580.
I respect science. However, no scientific findings can actually measure or in any way the residual effects of this catastrophic ecosystem destruction. It's beyond our reach. No politician, no president, no weak governor can sell us, people keep telling us propaganda upon propaganda. The residual effects of this spill and the chemical disasters that it has harbored will take many years to clean up. And I tell you, we're going to keep on tearing this environment down to whereas you're not going to be able to get a drink of water out of the tap. You got to realize something. You spilled oil, not milk, That's not chocolate milk. That's oil, and oil at a that hemorrhage something beyond the measure of the ecosystem.
All right, there's I'm listening to a lot of these people. We collectively haven't thought about this, have we, for a long time? That's why this is good to bring back forward so that we can not necessarily relive, but understand how we're still involved in a problem. Hasn't really been so. Been pushed aside like so many other problems that aren't addressed. Here's Richard calling from Ohio, still focused on, remember Tony Hayward, who was the BP chairman at the time, and what a bad guy he was?
I'd like to present a couple of images here. Yesterday, I saw a clip of the one of the pelicans on the beach. It's a standard clip they've used. I've seen it 1,000 times. Drenched in the oil, right on the beach. And you can only see one of its eyes. And I studied that eye the other day, and I saw the fear and the confusion. I've never seen so much in any eye in my life. Here's another thing I'd like you to envision. The day Tony Hayward went on TV, worldwide TV, and actually made the statement that he'd like to have his life back. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Hayward. If God came to me right now and said, I will fix that penguin, or excuse me, I'm sorry, pelican. I'll clean all that oil up. I'll put him in a safe place. He'll live a long and happy life with his new bride. But in order to do that, I'm going to have Mr. Hayward killed. I mean, I'm just going to have to take him out. So this is directly to you, Mr. Hayward. That pelican has so much more intrinsic value to this planet than you do. You are so far beneath that one pelican that I would actually allow God, at my command, at my decision, to wipe you off the face of this planet just to get the oil off one pelican.
Oof, there's a guy that's angry, and with just cause, it seems to me. All right, sir. Ivan is a resident of Cape Cod here in Massachusetts.
One thing I've learned this month that really shocked me was that Japan, their use of energy is 90% efficient. And in America, do you know what our rate is? 36%. Can you imagine if you're out in the desert and you've got a leak in your water supply and you're letting 64% just go into the sand and don't fix that? I mean, these oil companies are so evil. They're the enemy of America. They're the enemy of humanity. And all the politicians here are bought and paid for. We need a constitutional amendment that will make all political contributions of any type illegal completely. Can you imagine there'd be no more raising money for politicians? They can't even use their own money. We need a different system. The oil companies are the enemy. And the idea that a country like ours is wasting 64% of its energy, that's the real issue, not this drill, baby, drill nonsense.
Well, you know what, sir? There's a lot. We kind of put the two or three major problems together. What underscores this outrage is how the president at the moment has started his fundraising so he can get reelected next year. And when you read the stories of how much money these people are devoting to their hero, it pretty much disgusts you. John is in Fresno, California. Quick comment from you, sir. You're on the air live.
Yes, I would shut down the Feynman organization right now. As I understand it, if there's 3,200 people involved in it, isn't that some kind of a payroll? And then I would give it to the state of Louisiana and have Governor Jindal take care of further payments.
All right, sir, thanks for your call and your opinion. Donald Trump in the focus next as the countdown continues.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $10 on new Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 6-packs. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
Talk host Don and Roma speak to Fred Barnes here about Donald Trump versus Charlie Sheen.
And I want to get your reaction to the latest presidential bid or possible presidential bid. And I know you think I'm going to say Donald Trump, but no. Charlie Sheen apparently is considering running for president. He said he was unconvinced about President Barack Obama's citizenship.
He's a birther too, huh?
What do you?
A growing number. Charlie Sheen. Well, he might as well run. He, you know, look, there is something that people like Donald Trump and some members of Congress have figured out, and that is you can say you're going to run or say you're thinking about running and even run, and you'll get a lot of attention from the media. You'll get in early debates. You may even run in some of the early primaries, and then when you don't do well, you can go back to your old job. You know, we saw in 2008 that with Dennis Kucinich, the congressman from Ohio, and Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, they both ran, and they were, you know, they made a big splash in the televised debates and so on, and ran in a few primaries and so on. And then, of course, they did ultimately what, at least I knew what they were going to do, and I think everybody else did as well. Then when the time came, they dropped out and ran for their House seats again. So,
yeah.
You know, it's become, you know, in other words, not only to say you're going to, you might run for president, but to actually run for president isn't necessarily a serious endeavor.
Yeah.
Well, and so many people seem to be very upset about Donald Trump, for instance, toying with the idea of running for president. But I think the reason he's appealing is probably because he is fearless about being obnoxious. He can say anything without worrying that any judgment that anyone will judge him negatively. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head. He can say whatever he wants. He can be mean to people. He can be nice to people. He can.
This is so typical of listening to talk radio and the talking heads who are clueless except among themselves. They talk and go by everybody else that's listening.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I don't even view myself as having failures, and I certainly learn from things that don't work out as well.
All right. So there's Donald Trump not having any failures. There are people who are beginning to grill down on him, especially when it comes to the company that was bankrupted. Here he talks about being a great salesman.
I exaggerate any more than anybody else. And it's interesting. It then becomes successful, and everybody says, oh, what a great salesman he is. He's the greatest salesman on earth. Excuse me. Don't I have to build it? Don't I have to get the zoning? Don't I have to get the financing? Don't I have to do all these things?
All right. So you can figure that this stuff is going to begin to not necessarily wear on him, but he's going to have a chance to either be strong or backtrack or whatever it is. Here is specific focus on the company that went bankrupt.
Wait a second. You were chairman of the board.
Excuse me?
You were chairman of the board.
I was chairman, but I didn't run the company. I had nothing to do with running the company. Management.
You were paid $2 million a year.
Excuse me. I didn't run the company. I'm just telling you.
So what were you paid $2 million a year for?
Excuse me. Because of my genius, okay?
All right. So I was listening with you to Don Wade and Roma. Both of them are lightweights. They host a program in Chicago. They were talking there to Fred Barnes, and as I was listening to them, Barnes writes for the Weekly Standard, a right-wing newspaper that certainly isn't going to like Donald Trump, and the kinds of rhetoric, the smugness of these, well, it's amusing to listen to, but it really does give you a key as to who the insiders kind of are and how they feel about things like Donald coming in from the outside to play in their sandbox. Here's Chris Jansing talking to Michael Isikoff, who is another reporter, a writer. He did an article recently with Donald Trump as the focus.
Several polls now show Donald Trump as a force to be reckoned with if he runs for president. So there's new scrutiny of what he says is his greatest asset, his business smarts. But the Trump empire is not without its troubles. NBC News national investigative correspondent Michael Isikoff has the details.
Donald Trump says he's a fantastically successful billionaire businessman and would make a good president. But a closer look at Trump's business records also shows high-profile bankruptcy filings, multi-million dollar real estate deals that went sour, and a trail of ongoing lawsuits accusing Trump of deceptive business practices. Trump hotels and casinos in Atlantic City filed for bankruptcy protection three times. They've since emerged from bankruptcy, his name still on them. Trump argues competition and rough market forces were responsible, and others were in control.
So wait a second. You were chairman of the board.
Excuse me?
You were chairman of the board.
I was chairman, but I didn't run the company. I had nothing to do with running the company. Management.
You were paid $2 million a year.
Excuse me. I didn't run the company. I'm just telling you.
So what were you paid $2 million a year for?
Excuse me. Because of my genius, okay?
Many of Trump's real estate projects are actually owned by others who license the right to use his name. Consider Trump Tower Tampa, a 52-story luxury condominium that Trump personally showed up to endorse in 2005.
I mean, I've had great luck in Florida, or whatever you want to call it. You could call it luck, you can call it talent.
The project looked spectacular, but never got off the ground, resulting in a tangled web of lawsuits, including one by more than 30 condo buyers.
Donald Trump left us high and dry.
Elaine Lucadano says she lost her $45,000 investment.
The dream turned into a nightmare for us, unfortunately. The building was never built. Mr. Trump took off on us when times got tough. He misled us into thinking that he was a partner in this entire project when actually he was just a licensure.
Trump disputes the allegations and in this deposition again blamed the market.
To be honest with you, they were better off that the building wasn't built.
Don't make it like a big deal. They put down a deposit on a condominium unit. Had the building been built, excuse me, and they paid a lot of money for it because the market was good. Had the building been built, they would have never closed because the units would have been worth like everything else in Florida, nothing to do with me.
Then there's Trump University. No actual campus or degrees, but students, some of whom are now suing, plunk down up to $35,000 for seminars.
We're going to teach you about business. We're going to teach you better than the business schools are going to teach you.
97% approval rating from the people that went there.
But last year, New York State regulators demanded Trump stop calling it a university, and he did. And the Texas Attorney General's office opened an investigation into possible deceptive trade practices, which was dropped after the school stopped doing business in the state.
Why did you call it a university?
Because we didn't know there was any rules or regulations about using the name university.
So you didn't check that out?
I think probably they felt that we would have qualified.
All right, so there's the story. It's 59 passed on the countdown, and Donald and all these other people. I don't know. I find the news media to be pretty humorous sometimes, and their abject failure to get to the root of the cause. Donald Trump is interesting to people. Yeah, you can find out all of these things about him, but does that change your opinion? That's something to think about. As we wrap this hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here, and thanks for your attention to the details of the world.